This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to a subset of migration, refugees seeking asylum in the U.S. Isabel Gil Everett is a researcher at the College of Mexico in Mexico City who studied the effects of waiting and waiting at the border. Welcome.
Hello, David.
Let's talk about what some might describe with the word being in limbo. You see U.S. and Mexican policies as contributing to a prolonged state of people being displaced and not quite sure of their future?
Yes. So my colleagues, Claudia Masferrer, Oscar Rodriguez, and I have been working on this subject for a while now. And there's a term, I guess, coined by the UNHCR around 2004 that's called protracted displacement. And we found that concept to be extremely useful to understand what's going on in the border between Mexico and the U.S. And it refers to precisely what you were saying, this state of limbo where you are not able to plan your next day. You don't know what's going to happen with your life or the life of your family members in the following weeks or months. You can't decide to enroll in school. You can't get a job. It's hard to get a house. So all your life is sort of like very unstable because you're not able to know what's going to happen.
And this can have, obviously, emotional costs. It can have economic costs. It can have costs in terms of forfeited education. I mean, just across the board.
Yes, definitely. And that means that people are living in shelters. They don't have a permanent address where they can get mail. They can't have a bank account. So some of them can't even get a job. They have no legal documentation in many instances. So people are just waiting and waiting without being able to get on with their lives.
What's your sense as a researcher who studied this? Is this uncertainty built into the policy to discourage people from trying, or is it just bureaucracy that compounds on itself, you know, government inefficiency?
I mean, I think it's fair to say that it's a mix of both. The asylum system in Mexico gets like 1/100th of the budget of the migration enforcement authorities. They don't have enough resources to process the amount of asylum requests. And I think something similar might be happening in the U.S. But it's also hard not to think that there's sort of a deterrence objective motivating these policies. Like if you are told you have to wait for a week, even if it's in hard conditions, but you're guaranteed that in a week you get an answer, then you'll wait. But if they tell you it's a week and then it's a month and then it's a year and then it might be forever, some people might actually be discouraged and just drop their cases because they can't survive. Maybe that will be a deterrent for them and for others coming behind them.
Isabel Gil Everett is a researcher at El Colegio de Mexico, the College of Mexico, and co-author of a paper on migration policy in the Journal of Migration and Human Security. Thank you very much for the briefing.
Thank you very much, David.